Racing at Bendigo today. Matt Cabani is left with two runners there this afternoon. Matt, very good morning to you.
Morning.
First of your runners heading there today is Atria. Freddie Kersley is going to take the ride there today, fresh off a Group 2 success down the straight at Flemington yesterday. She went to Wangaratta on debut and made some solid ground there.
Yeah, she was actually a bit unlucky there. She sort of got stuck in a pocket and couldn't get out, but looked like had she got out, she would have had plenty of juice left in the tank, so to speak. It's always difficult to know for sure what she would have found off the bridle had she had room, but I think it was quite an encouraging debut, and I'm hoping that she'll have plenty of room today in what is a low number field. It doesn't make it any easier. I think it's quite a tough race, actually, particularly two of the sort of the more fancied runners, I think, will provide a good benchmark for her. But she's not a nice horse, I think, and while she's possibly still 6 months off her best, I think she's a promising sort of horse. A bit frustrated about the ground. I'm not entirely sure how she'll handle heavy eight, and the ground's been a bit all over the place. According to the readings, it's gone from a heavy nine to a heavy eight, despite having 4 mils of rain. So I'm not quite sure how they're rating their track up at Bendigo. But I think she's one that can handle all sorts of conditions, as long as it's not too wet.
Apsara is the second of your runners heading to Bendigo today. She's a four-year-old mare by Sepoy. She's coming off a long break. We haven't seen her since the 26th of April of last year. She went through a pretty hot form race in her second start behind Charm School and Malicorn at Sandown back on the 13th of April of 2020. How's she come back from her spell, Matt? She seemed to jump out pretty well at stall.
Yeah, she did. It's been really a real shame with her, unfortunately. She's a lovely, lovely horse, and we always had high hopes for her. But she got a very small suspensory injury as a young horse, which we were in the process of rehabbing. And during that process, she got a really bad infection of her throat and had to have a double arytenoidectomy, basically, which doesn't help her much. She sounds quite hoarse in the wind. So she's probably one we're going to have to keep to court very short distances, but I think that will work out for her because she does seem to be a speedster, so we'll start her off over nice and short today, but again worried about the ground a little bit. But she's a really nice horse, and hopefully she'll show us enough to suggest that she can go on once she's taken benefit from today's race.
How's Future Score trekking along after his first at running the Naturalism?
Really well, actually. I'm absolutely delighted with him. Obviously we had the Bart Cummings is an option for him, but I just felt that he's a horse that we might want to go deep into a campaign all the way to something like a Pakenham Cup. And so I quite like the space for his races out, and I think three runs will be better for him at this end of the prep.
Could a race like the Zipping Classic be on his radar at the back end of the carnival?
Yeah, definitely. Or even the Sandown Cup. They're all sort of races that could work well for him. But we'll be running him next week in Herbert Power as his next run.
Matt, best of luck today and good luck with Future Score throughout the spring.
Thanks a lot.
Matt Cabani there with his thoughts on his chances today. Harry White has done the form for the heavy track at Bendigo. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Rail out 5 metres for the circuit, heavy eight. How have you sorted them out today? Looks a few shorties.
Yeah, there is a few shorties around. It could end up being trying to squeeze juice out of a rock, but I think we can get a few drops. I think the first half of the card, probably from a price perspective, I found some value, and then we sort of have to trim up at the back end. But hopefully we kick off well, and there's a few winners at a nice enough sort of price.
First event on the program from Bendigo today is a three-year-old maiden over 1,600. Number eight is The Scratching. And Dario, former Kiwi from the Baker Forsman team, has had a few runs on the synthetic over there in New Zealand, comes to the heavy track today is the $2.80 favourite. Robert the Puss, $4. I think he was scratched with the track downgrade at Mowi late last week. Bring the Stars, $4.40. The Psychologist, $7.50. Reset the Jazz at $8. Out to Power of Song at $14. How do we sort them out in the first?
It's a good little race, this one. Nothing would really surprise. I'm going to go for Reset the Jazz, number 5. Debuted well enough, I thought, beaten only by Tiz Magic, who very nearly won the Superimpose yesterday. He gave me the impression more ground would suit, and he might go forward, so we're not going to die wondering. Number 1, Bring the Stars, I thought was the danger. Just got too far back first up. Fitter, further. Prior form's good. Has also run well on a soft 6 track, so the heavy ground probably shouldn't be an issue. Robert the Puss, luckless in both runs to date with something to offer. As you said, scratched earlier in the week, was heavily backed there. I don't really know how to line up the form of Dario, the New Zealander. The market's keen. It's certainly a winnable race. Damian Lane aboard certainly can win, as can the Psychologist and Power of Song. They come into play in my play of the day later. 5163.
5163 from Harry. I'm going to go with Robert the Puss at number 6. There was a lot of support for him earlier, later on last week before on that deteriorating track. He was a scratching there at Maui. Tragedy beaten there at Wangaratta. Just never got a look at them. The only question is going to be how he handles the soft ground. But first use of the track, you would think it mightn't be too much of an issue for him. Dario, the Kiwi, it's going to be interesting to see how he line up this New Zealand synthetic form. Has been placed in his last two there, but Damian Lane with the booking, you would think is a positive indication. The Psychologist, you, I think, can improve off the first run there at Bendigo behind star midfielder and one at Bring the Stars. 6-3-9-1 for mine in the first event at Bendigo. Race number 2 on the card is a maiden over 1500 metres. 2-4-5-9 of the scratchings here. Spirit of Gaylord out to $1.75, getting it to a backable price now. Imminent Risk $2.40. Atreya at $5.50, also clear 26, Battle Tears 71, 12 gauge 126. Who are we tipping here in the second event, Harry?
I'm with 12 gauge, Brendan. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I didn't want to take the short odds about Spirit of Gaylord, but $1.75, that's probably pretty fair. I think he looks the most likely winner in a small, fairly average field. I thought a recent Ararat jump out was really good. He's got upside. I think that can see him progress onto bigger and better things. Imminent Risk improved a lot second up. Should appreciate another furlong and trip. Edera, good on debut through the same race as Reset the Jazz. So we can check how that horse goes in the opener and get some sort of a guide. And out of the rest of them, maybe also clear best of the rest. 8-7-10-6.
8-7-10-6 from Harry. Carbon copy here. I thought Spirit of Gaylord would be the winner, and out to $1.75 looks at a really nice backable price here. He should have been in the money at Flemington on the boot. Ararat jump out was super. I think he'll be winning and beating Imminent Risk. Strong late second up there at Geelong. More improvement, you would think, stretching out over a little bit further. Etreya for Matt Kamani at start number 2, you'd think can improve. Comes through the nice form race behind Tiz Magic, and 6 also clear. 8-7-10-6 for both Harry and myself in race number 2. Third event on the program's a maiden over 1300 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 5, 7, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. We await a rider for Torre de Fer number 20, although it's out as well. So add 20 Torre de Fer to your scratching list there. The Tamfixed Odds favourite for Turi at $1.90. Audrey's Girl $3.20. Think Jade $6.50. Impizzi at $9.50. Henty at $16. Ready to Skate at $19.
I'm actually quite keen on number 2, Think Jade. Been trialling and jumping out really, really nicely. Has wet ground form from prior preparations. Shane Nichols, Billy Egan have proven to be a fruitful combination, and we get a nice enough price at around that $6.50 mark. Futuri, the favourite, beat all bar Mornington Glory last start. That horse was only 3 or so lengths off the winner in the Group 2 Dane Hill yesterday. Hopefully they utilise a low draw and race more forward. I think he's well placed. Audrey Girl stuck on well last start. After racing on pace, I'm not sure she'll run out this trip strongly enough. I could be wrong there, but I'll risk. And Rick's Cafe at any old price, resuming with winkers on. I thought it's been jumping out okay. Race day form is not good, but second prep, maybe there's improvement there. 2-1-10-4.
2-1, 10 and 4 through elimination of scratchings left with Futuri on top. I thought there might have been a couple of better chances then for Futuri, but left on top here. Both runs back have been quite solid for the Hawks team. Fred Kersley takes the ride. I think Futuri can go on and win here and beat number 10, Audrey Girl, as Harry outlined, stepping out to the 1,300 metres might be a little bit of a test, but comes through a pretty nice race there at Cranbourne and did pull up with some issues on that occasion. Two goes in for third, Think Jade resumes from a break, and then out to 13 in Pizzy, the first starter. 1-10-2-13 in race number 3. On to the fourth event on the program. This is a maiden over 1,000 metres. The scratchings from this event are 1, 4, 8, 11, 17 and 20. Apsara is the favourite, resumes off a long break, 270, equal favourite now with Got the Style at 270, Maggie now 850, Express Master 9, Typhoon Net at 13, Bank 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 at 18, and Snappy Little Thing a $19 chance. How are we sorting them out here in the fourth, Harry?
It's a nice little race, Brendan. Number 10, Express Master, supported on debut, covered ground, I thought did enough, sent for a spell straight after. Jump out win, more recently a trial win, have been very good. And the trial win was on heavy going. Damien Lane on, I think he can run a race at a price. And at that price, I'm willing to find out. Apsara showed good ability in her first prep, as you outlined with Matt earlier. But coming off that 524-day spell, all runs were on soft going. That's good. Jump outs this time in have been solid. Got the Style, looks another nice type in the making, deservedly in the market. And Typhoon Netta has trialled up well too, was scratched earlier in the week in preference to this. I think is a chance, as is Maggie now. 10-3-5-14.
10, 3, 5 and 14 on with number 10 as well, Express Master. I thought his trial at Cranbourne was outstanding. Just had the one run at Ballarat back in May, set out for a break. He rocked along on the speed there at Cranbourne, and I think he could take some running down here, number 10, Express Master. With that little bit of race experience under his belt, looks to have a good base of fitness underneath him to win and beat number 5, Got the Style. On debut for the McAvoy Yard was a good jump out on the synthetic there at Ballarat. Zara comes off a long spell, has jumped out well, but it's been a long time since she's been to the races and she's had a few issues. And Bank 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 was keen on him at his first start there at Geelong. He got taken on in front and didn't run it out, maybe with that little bit of experience and maybe coming back off the speed. He might be one that can improve off his debut performance. 10, 5, 3, 15 for mine in race number 4. Race number 5 on the program. This is a benchmark 70 over 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 15, and 17. Tab Fixed Odds favourite, 2 Litchfield County at $1.95. Nicolini Vito, 3.70. Zion, 6.50. Bodacity, 12. Unanimous, 14. Zootons, 15. Zooming Zebra, 19. Tatunka, 34. With Kalashani Lad, and chips are down at $81, Harry.
I am pretty keen on the favourite, Brendan, but I'm still chucking a few more in the quaddy. Litchfield County, resuming gelded, jumped out superbly. I'm expecting him to justify his quote as long as he gets through the ground, which I'm confident he will. I just look at his prior form. He beat Curran. That's a good form reference. Just prior to a spell, he was Group 2 placed behind Bo Rossa. Everything points to him winning. It's no surprise to see the market firmly in his corner. If you're looking for a roughie, Unanimous, number 18, was strong late first up, wet ground positive. I think he can run a bold race at a price. Nicolini Vito, Zippy, goes well first up. Prior form's good, certainly goes into the quaddie, as does Zion, coming off the last start win. I think there's more depth here, but last prep would suggest that he could be up to it. 2-18-7-6.
2-18-7-6 from Harry. I agree with number 2, Litchfield County. Won fresh last preparation at Werribee. Had some good form through last prep. Made it all the way to the Tobin Bronze in Adelaide and was beaten by Bo Rossa. That's pretty good form coming here to a benchmark 70. Solid jump out in preparation for this. To beat number 3, Kalashani Lad. The old boy, he is flying at the moment. He's had a trial since he's run there at Sandown. He's been going really well on just into the soft run. range. He loves it wet, and he could be a blowout chance at $34, Kalashani Lad. 12 Zutons going in for third, a local, loves his home track. He was beaten behind Hey Cliffy on a real deteriorating track there when he was third up from a break. He can really improve here and gets a nice drop in weight. And then out to number seven, which is Nicolini Vito resumed. Wide draw mightn't be too much of an issue if the track stays well into that heavy range. 2, 3, 12 and 7 in race number 5 on the card. On to race number 6. This is a 2,400-metre contest. It's a benchmark 58. Scratchings here are 4, 13 and 17. Kyle Hocking onto 10, onto 11. Blake McDougall onto 12. Alexandra Bryant goes on to 15. Gundawindi $2.90. Dream Bound at 4.80. Lucas the Youngest 6. Dancing Duck 6.50. 7.50. Dunman. Fantasia's Choice at 11. The Bullet at 12. And Without a Cause at $19.
It's a tricky little race. Well, I thought anyway. I'm with the favourite Gundawindi. It was poor last time out, but Blinkers On rolling forward. I think he gets his chance to atone. Wet ground is the unknown, but in a race I said that I found hard to sort out, he can have the nod from me. Dancing Duck on a quick backup, back onto a rain-affected track, should prove ideal. She won a race like this 3 runs back at Track and Trip. Dunham left a bit to be desired this prep, but I think best efforts are good enough. If you like him and you trust that you'll see those best efforts, back him. Lucas the Younger, I know Dean Lester was keen, loves it wet, will be strong late, and the chances probably don't even end there. 3, 6, 1, 7.
3, 6, 1, and 7. I'm going with the Duck. The Duck likes to swim. Dancing Duck, 2,400 metres at Bendigo. Last time she came here in this sort of grade, she gave them a real solid beating. She won really softly. She has to lump the 63 this time. I thought her run at 2,000 on dry ground last week at Benalla was good. But when she gets the toe in, she finds a little bit more and back out in trip. I think Dancing Duck can win this and might put herself down as the best winner of the Drought Breaker at Swan Hill ever. 3 Gundawindi goes in for second. Impressive at Sale, was just okay last time at Geelong, I thought. Then number 1 Dunman, Josh Richards takes the kilo and a half off. He needs to improve a little bit, but if he can find his best, he'll be around the mark. And 9 Dreamabout handled the win at Mowi last time, goes in for fourth, but Lucas the Younger definitely finds himself a spot in the quarter. 6, 3, 1 and 9 for mine in race number 6 on the card. On to race number 7. This is a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. Few scratchings here. Numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 and 11 are the withdrawals here from the 7th event. Suppression is $1.70 in favourite. Miss 10,000, $4.20. Ghost Doctor at 8. Guns Ablaze at 10. Red Impulse 11. And Bold and Bow is a $15 chance, Harry.
Yeah, those key scratchings have sort of taken the depth out of the race, so we'll go with the old tried and trusted race 7, number 7. Suppression should win, second up fitter. I originally wondered if one more run than out over further is when we bet, but probably wins now, just at a bit of a yucky price. Miss 10,000 could be a threat. She can go into the quaddie for insurance, second up fitter. But all the racing has been done on good tracks or synthetic, so the rain affected track is the question mark. Ghost Doctor, though, absolutely loves heavy ground, so gets the conditions to suit. 3 kilos off. Now chuck him in the quaddy as well. And Red Impulse next best. 7, 12, 1, 9.
7, 12, 1, and 9 from Harry. On with 7 as well. Suppression was well beaten fresh on a really hard track there at Ballarat behind Night Passage, who was just right on the top of her game there. You would think out to 1,600 metres is going to be a help. Onto some soft ground where he's placed before at benchmark 70 level, and then went to the Derby in South Australia on soft ground, but had probably had enough by then when he went out at a big price. I think Suppression can win. Ghost Doctor, upper limit of his distance range out to 1,600 metres, but he does love it wet. This 10,000, number 12, goes in for third, second up off a break, and then out to number 8, Bold and Bow. But 7, 1, 12 and 8 for mine in race number 7. Race number 8 on the card, this is the 64 over 1,400 metres. Another race where there's a stack of scratchings here. scratchings are 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 16, 17, 19, and 20. Tab fixed odds favourite here, American Angel. Looking forward to seeing her come back today, $1.55. Tillet's over $6. Manassa at $8.50. Red Red Wine, $9.50. Glendan, $10. Sierra Zulu at $18. Galactic Express, $19. Chapel Lane, $26. Harry.
All aboard the Lane train yet again. American Angel, jump out winner leading into this. It was good. Proven in the wet. Kicking straight off over 7 furlongs is ideal. She'd be prominent. I reckon she just wins. I'm happy to go one out in this last leg of the quarter. Should we make it that far? Manassa and Tillet's over, as the market suggests, look like the most likely pair to be fighting at second and third. I honestly don't like them enough to think they can knock off the favourite. And then through process of elimination and all of those scratchings, I've landed with Glam Dam as next best in for fourth. But I think the favourite will be winning the last 12, 14, 15, 18.
Might be a pleasant way to finish the Sunday afternoon if you're happy with $1.55 for American Angel. She showed a stack of talent through last preparation. She was okay. She's won over 1,400 metres, but then once she got out of over further, she really ran well, and she's going to be one that might bob up over some ground later on in some better races than this, you would think. But I think at 1,400 soft ground, I don't think she'll have too many bothers today in winning the final event and beating Tillet's over number 15. First up from a break, Declan Bates rides for Paul Pruska. In for third, number 4, Galactic Express, runner up at Mornington behind Miss Guggenheim. That's solid enough form for this race. And then out to number 18, Glam Dam, best of the rest. But I think American Angel will be winning the last 12, 15, 4, and 18 for mine in the final event. Harry, your best value, Cotty, and play of the day for Bendigo, please.
I'll make my best race 5, number 2, Litchfield County. I think near enough to even money is more than fair. Value, the best one for me. Race 3, number 2, Think Jade at $6.50, but also Express Master, who we both like in race 4, has to get a mention. Quaddy, first leg, 2.6.7.18. Second leg, 1.3.6.7. Third leg, 1.7.12. Last leg, we stand out the 12 only. Play of the day, because I think there's a bit of value in those earlier races, I'm keen to have an early quaddy and sort of go fairly wide. In the first leg of the early quaddy, pens out punters, 1, 3, 5, 6, 9, 10. Second leg, we stand out the 8 only. Third leg of the early quaddy, 1, 2, 4, 10. Last leg, 3, 5, 10, 13, and 14. 120 combinations. I think that's reasonable.
Best of luck today, Harry. Enjoy your Sunday.
Same to you, Brendan.